This is the Blue Dot Report, a look at our place in space. I'm Dave Schlom. As an educator, I've been thrilled to see a number of YouTube channels that are devoted to teaching and entertaining us about the physical sciences. It isn't an easy thing to do, but one of the most gifted and talented content providers I've encountered is Diana Cowan, aka Physics Girl. Her Flame Award-winning video on color is one of many wonderful presentations about physics appealing to viewers of all ages and interest levels. Diana, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
How did you get started? What launched you on the trajectory of making educational, fun videos about science?
Well, you know, I actually did a senior project when I was in high school that was, embarrassingly enough, it was a dating show about science. And I had watched another science show by Neil deGrasse Tyson back then, and I had seen a podcast, or I had listened to a podcast for a while called This Week in Science that got me interested in science communication. So I thought it was something important to do back then, and I sort of took a detour and got a degree in physics. But then, you know, that love for science communication always stuck with me from that senior project in high school, and I came back to it, and it's really what I love to do.
What have you learned that makes for an effective science video?
I would say the most important aspect of an effective science video is excitement. You could show something, you know, moderately exciting, maybe not something boring, but you don't have to have the most exciting demonstration in the world. If you're excited about what it shows and you're excited about what it tells you about how the universe works. So, I mean, there are many aspects of an effective science video, but excitement, I think, is absolutely key.
And if I may say so, you definitely convey that excitement in your videos.
Well, I hope it comes through because I really get excited about physics.
You recently attended VidCon in Southern California. Tell us about your experience there, and what do you believe the value is in video-based education on platforms like YouTube?
VidCon was so much fun. I was lucky enough to go for a day last year, which was a bit of a whirlwind because that was the day that I met Henry from Minute Physics and Destin from Smarter Every Day and FiHeart and just a number of the other educational channels. And I also met John and Hank Green, who gave me an equipment grant earlier last year to buy some more equipment, get my channel just going a bit stronger. So this year was, you know, I had met them all, but it was really nice to catch up with them, see what they're doing, what they're working on, get just more advice. And it's exciting. It's motivating to hang out with a bunch of education people because I think we're all on the same page that we feel like YouTube provides this unique place where you can reach a large audience and you can reach people who don't necessarily search for science content because of the way that it can sometimes go viral. And it's a unique platform, and it's obviously doing very well and growing very quickly considering the number of subscribers some of these fantastic science channels have.
Real quick, for teachers and parents, what's the best advice you can give to nurture and inspire young students to at least enjoy learning about the physical sciences?
The best advice I could give to teachers is really just introduce them to science. I think I was really fortunate that my parents brought me to science museums and we did science experiments at home. And some parents just don't take the initiative or take the time to show their kids experiments because maybe they think they won't be interested in science. But all kids are curious about the world and asking questions about how physical processes work. So introducing them to experiments, getting them to do demonstrations, that's the best advice I could give.
What's the biggest misconception or perception people have about science that keeps them from enjoying it the way you so obviously do?
I think the biggest misconception is that science is not for people. I have a lot of people that say, oh, I'm not a science person or I'm not good at science. I think you can do science, anyone can do science at any level. In order to be a scientist, it takes a certain passion and devotion to it, but to appreciate it, to teach it, to learn more of it, to understand it, Science is really just about curiosity about how the world works. And everyone is born with that curiosity. So to say that you're not a science person, well, that's like saying I'm not human, because humans just innately ask questions and they're curious. And that's exactly what science allows you to do.
Which two or three videos would you suggest for our audience to check out if they've never seen you?
If they've never seen my channel, I would recommend there's a stacked ball drop video that I did, where I stacked a golf ball on top of a super bouncy ball on top of a basketball and then dropped those to see how far up the golf ball bounces. And I'm not going to give away what happens, but that one's really exciting. The crazy pool vortex, of course, is always a hit. That one's a lot of fun because it's easily replicable and it's quite surprising. And there's some pretty cool vortex physics there. And then a third one I really like, I made one about rainbows that I really like. It's sort of like the untold story about how rainbows work.
Let's talk about your new gig. You've just got some news from PBS.
Yes, I'm very excited. I've just joined the team at PBS Digital Studios, who have already been producing some wonderful channels. It's Okay to Be Smart and Grow Science and Braincraft. But they have decided that they want me to come join on. And what's so exciting about it is that nothing's really going to change, but rather I'll be able to do this full time, and I'll make more videos, and they'll still go up on Physics Girl. So they're just sponsoring the channel and giving me the opportunity to put all of my time and effort into Physics Girl. So I'm really excited about that.
How do you come up with your topics? Like, you know, what leads you to your next video topic?
That's a great question. Typically, it's something that I have discovered and that made me go, oh my gosh, that's so cool, or go, what? That's shocking, or wow, oh my gosh, that's how the world works. It's something that made me have that moment, and I think those are the topics that are going to make someone else have that kind of, oh, wow, moment. So anything that, you know, while learning physics as an undergrad or as I'm reading through other topics or other demonstrations, if it's something that I want to share with friends and family and I want to just, like, bring them immediately down to the kitchen and show them, then it's something that I am enthusiastic enough to make a video about.
What's the next one you're going to do? Do you have anything coming up next for us? What's the next project?
I do. It was actually, it is. It's one of those things that I wanted to go down into the kitchen and show someone. So it's about the physics of bubbles. So that's coming up pretty soon. I don't want to give away too much, but it has some incredible visuals. It's really easy to replicate at home, especially if you have adult supervision, because it involves the stove. But it's a really fun experiment, and it's directly related to some recent research in bubbles. So I'm excited about that video.
I'd like to talk just real briefly about your position now as a role model for, especially for young girls, young women. You know, how seriously do you take that, where, you know, like, you're someone that they're looking at thinking, you know, I could be like her?
Mm-hmm. You know, I actually take that position very, very seriously. Unlike, you know, a lot of pop stars or musicians who are like, oh, I just ended up being a role model. I feel like I started doing this because I had some incredible role models in my life, like a fantastic physics teacher who was a really energetic, enthusiastic woman, and some female advisors in college. And I realized that there just are not that many role models, female role models for young girls in physics. And so that, you know, I want to show a respectable look on the videos. So that's something I think about, but also just to show them that you can be excited about science and not be stereotypically nerdy and not look like you've got crazy wispy white hair and you've got glasses on and you've got a lab coat. That's not what I look like. So I take it very seriously to show people that there are all different kinds of scientists from all different walks of life. And I think it's something important for young girls to see.
Before we let you go, One last thing I'd like to ask you. Who are some of the other science channels that you most enjoy watching so that some of our listeners might check them out too? Give us some suggestions.
Yeah, absolutely. I would first and foremost recommend Veritasium. He's the first channel I met and reached out to because I love the way that he teaches. And I've worked very closely with him, and he's just amazing at what he does. Then Grow Science is a relatively new channel by Anna Rothschild, also with CBS Digital Studios, but her videos are hilarious, and they're all about kind of gross biology things. So that's a really fun channel. I would also recommend Minute Physics. I obviously love physics, and so I have to give a shout-out to that one, but Henry does a great job of breaking down concepts very quickly.
Well, Diana, we so enjoyed talking to you. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate your encouragement and kind words and the fact that you've stuck with the channel. So thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure. That's Diana Cowan, YouTube's Physics Girl. The report is a production of North State Public Radio. Check us out at mynspr.org. We get support from the Gateway Science Museum. Visit them at csuchico.edu/gateway. Our engineer is Matt Schiltz. I'm Dave Schlom, reminding you that from deep space, we all live on a pale blue dot.